From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama is strongly endorsing the construction of a mosque in Lower Manhattan. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president spoke at a White House dinner for Ramadan.
As Republican leaders steadily came out against the so-called Ground Zero Mosque, the White House refused to weigh in for weeks. Now the Islamic Center has received approval from the city, and President Obama has spoken out.
As a citizen and as president, I believe that Muslims have the right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country. And that includes the right to build a place of worship and a community center on private property in Lower Manhattan in accordance with local laws and ordinances.
He addressed Muslim leaders at a dinner for iftar, the meal that breaks the Ramadan fast, saying, "The principle that people of all faiths are welcome in this country and will not be treated differently by their government is essential to who we are." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Congressman Peter King says the president is wrong. The New York Republicans suggested the president may pay a political price for his opinion.
The president has, I believe, offended and alienated the great majority of the American people who are opposed to the World Trade Center mosque. And whatever political ramifications, they're going to be, so be it.
King said the president should have called on Muslim leaders and asked them to move the mosque away from Ground Zero. President Obama is spending part of this weekend in Panama City, Florida, to show the region is still a good place to take a vacation, despite the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The First Lady and one of their daughters are going along. The older daughter is away at summer camp. The president is also meeting with small business owners to discuss government efforts to rebuild the region's economy. Police in Buffalo, New York, are investigating an early morning shooting that killed four people. Jim Ranney from member station WNED reports.
Buffalo police say eight people were shot outside a restaurant in the city's business district. Police spokesman Mike DeGeorge says the dead include two men and two women. The injured are all male, but their conditions are not known. DeGeorge says the victims were leaving a wedding reception or party when the gunfire erupted.
Trying to determine if something happened inside that may have sparked something. It spilled outside, and that's where the shootings occurred.
Police say the shooting happened around 2:30 Saturday morning. They say it's unclear how many shooters were involved. For NPR News, I'm Jim Ranney in Buffalo.
The lawyers who successfully argued that California's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional are asking an appeals court to allow such marriages as soon as possible. Supporters of the law filed papers urging the court to keep the ban while the case works its way through the judicial process. Unless the appeals court acts, the ruling striking down the law takes effect next week, and same-sex couples may marry as soon as Wednesday evening. You're listening to NPR News. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma is weighing in on a proposal to establish a media tribunal that would report to Parliament. As Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg, Zuma questions whether reporters play a constructive role in post-apartheid South Africa.
In a newsletter published by the ruling African National Congress, Zuma suggests the media may be out of touch with South African society. He also criticizes what he describes as negativity by journalists and expresses doubts that the media is qualified to judge government. The president also says press freedom is a notable principle, but adds, "We all know what drives the media is money." Journalists and civil society groups say the proposal to establish the tribunal is nothing but an effort to muzzle media criticism of government. Zuma's party has backed the proposal, as well as proposed legislation that would make it a crime to leak, possess, or publish information the government deems to be classified. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Authorities in Pakistan say some 20 million people have been displaced by the worst floods in decades. That's nearly 12% of the country's population. Relief efforts have yet to reach about 6 million people, more than 2 weeks after the flooding began. At least 1,500 people have died, and authorities fear the death toll may rise. China declared today that tomorrow will be a national day of mourning for the hundreds of people who died in a landslide last weekend. Mud and water swept through a town in a remote area in the northwestern part of the country. Authorities say that at least 1,200 people have died and that hundreds of others are still missing. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.